opening at Perek Kaf Aleph. Hizbay lecha ki royesh etinosin atayra de echod shum yuchod vimakla. So he's speaking over here. Now he's switching gears. We had spoken a lot about the mitzvahs and the avos and so on, and what the avos had, what the avos didn't have, and now he's going to speak about the framework for mitzvahs. And the framework for Torah being given through Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu has the Nosan HaTorah. So, like everything else, his assumption is that it's not the pshat. Akash Baruch Hu felt like giving the Torah, and he looked around and he said, "Well, the best candidate is Moshe. He seems to be like the biggest tzaddik, nicest learner, and so on." But rather, there's something inherent to Moshe Rabbeinu that is unique, that makes him uniquely suitable for Torah. V'isbar lecha ki roah shetinasan haTorah de'echad shum yuch. Hello.
It's breaking up a lot. I don't want to hear you.
You want to recall me? So call me again. I'll wait for you to call me. So what?
It's breaking up a lot.
Call me. Close and call me. Okay.
I'll call you. Okay.
Yeah. Not, we'll do the phone afterwards. Okay. So he says, so Isbar lechos ki roi shos natar de echot shum yuchot v'nidu min haklal. And it has to be someone that is beyond and above everyone else. And the reason for that is not just that we need the best candidate, kind of. V'dovazel l'madregas ha-teira. She'yesh al ha-teira madregal yoyna ha-myuchedes. Achele ishtatev lo dova. In other words, all mitzvahs have in themselves elements of interlocking with the physical world. Torah is an exception because Torah has only it's something that's above everything that's physical. It's a ruchnistike mitzis bivnatzma, and therefore it has to be something totally divorced from anything else. It also means that its relationship is going to be unique, and therefore only one person could fit it. Just by the nature of things, it's something when only one person possibly fits the bill, it means that it's something unique. So even though, yes, but Torah is meant for everyone, but he says, Nitna de Moshe. So Torah is meant, everyone's meant to grab onto Torah. It's Chaim Machsikim, but everyone's supposed to feel part of it. But it's designated, it's given definitely by Moshe. In other words, the vehicle of it is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'inyo k'moshe inyo b'nefesh ha'adam. Ashalev mekav l'achiyas l'malosich shivusoy v'shech achiyas chayvarim. Ve'im chalev ve'vev achiyas l'yatzmoy. So just like in the body, you have a central organ that is sort of the source of chiyus. So you have many, many different organs in the body that contribute to chiyus and add to chiyus, but there's only one organ that is chiyus itself, and therefore its shoresh is the lev. Same thing with Rabbeinu. Torah itself is sort of the root of all ruchnius, and it branches out and branches down from there. So he says, why is it? It says that these are the only two we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, true that it happened through an event, that Klal Yisrael said, we can't hear more, we can't bear more, but Eich Shelohia, the Hashkocha was that these two things we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, V'yich Shel, lo ma'sham anech le'echob m'pi ha'gvura. V'dov hazeh bevadai roi sheyakach. Ki bedib anechi hu shekiblu Hashem esbach laloikai. V'chein le'yil l'chosh le'em elek Kai Zulosya Shemisbarach. שאם הוילה מלכי זו עושה שם יסבור, הוי מבטא מלכוס יסבור חס ושלום. והנה דוב הזה שקבל זכו שלהם אינה לכל יוחד ביוחד, רק לכל ישראל. שאין השם יסבור מייח שם יסבור על יוחד לא ימנך השם לקחו, רק על כל האומה. ואי אפשר לא ימר באלו שתי מצווס, שהמצווה היא לכל יוחד ויוחד בעצמוי, שנשם יסברך מלך על יוחד, שמלך בלי עם. ולפי כך באלו בייס דיברס, שהם לקלייסו ביחד, הויה במשה עם עם אחד. והשם יסברך מלך עליהם, ובכל זה מוישה עם כל ישראל. ומוישה חלי מוהם, רק שער דיברס אין יוצאת שם כל אחד. So he says the following point as to why Anoichas and Leah were mipia gvur nemru, because he says even Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzura of the mitzvah is that each mitzvah is a chiyuv on the yachin, on the prat. And that's the nature of the mitzvah. Every single person is mechuyev in each mitzvah, and he's accountable for it, and so on. The shleimus anocha Hashem lekecha leyelecha is the establishment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world of mitzvah. In other words, that it's a fact, and it's true. It certainly is true. It's true for every yachid. In other words, in as much as anocha leyel would be just kind of a statement of fact. Obviously, that's true. What's true for everybody is true for one. But if you're talking about the tzura of the mitzvah, in what context is the mitzvah itself emes? In what context does the mitzvah have its full realization, its full emes? The answer is in the tzibur. The display of a... Let's take an example. It says in the Ramban that the mitzvahs, the haftachis that are in Bechukosai, for instance, or Vayim Shemaya, they apply only when Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, doing the right thing, and so on. In other words, you have the tzur of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never displays himself in this world with his pchina of malchus, where everything is being run milamala on a yachid. There are hashgachas, and there are other elements. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything, and certainly there's a lot of hashgacha. But there's a certain anochi and lo yilecha are mitzvahs in the sense of realities. It's a description of a metzias. Moshe Rabbeinu could not say it as a yachid to us. Klal Yisrael as a whole says it together. They were mekabel together anochi leilecha. So Klal Yisrael as a whole received it, and that's why it's something that had to be b'teiras uma. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, it was only b'teiras part of Klal Yisrael that he was able to have that mitzvah. There are many other reasons why. There are many other reasons that we could say. For Nochi and so on, different, which I'm saying, different ways. I guess the first one was that a Nochi is not given in the Lashon of a Tzivui. It's given as a statement of fact. If I hear the Dibur from somebody directly, then I hear it as a statement. You know, Eidus needs to hear directly, needs to experience something directly. Tzivuyim can be passed on. But actually, someone comes to me and says, the Melech would like the following thing done, and so on. Now, once somebody establishes a relationship with me, so for instance, when I establish a relationship in a workplace, I meet the boss, I get interviewed, I'm shown the work to do, I can then ask to telework, and that's fine. It's possible, sometimes yes, sometimes not, but it's possible. no one would undergo the entire process, really. It's certainly not a comfortable feeling that I my engagement as an employee is all done via phone and remote and never ever actually meeting the person. Because the sense of reality, of total reality, is when I meet a person, interact with a person, and then I go back home, and I can receive specific orders through a messenger. But the etzem kesher itself would need to start with the person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it needs to establish that kesher with Klal Yisrael, and that's Anochi and Lo Yia, and now we're capable of getting the messages what to do through that. So it's the same way, like, for instance, by analogy, Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im. We believe in Moshe Rabbeinu that because we ourselves heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu call him Moshe, Moshe, and he went up and got it. So that's our trust that Moshe is personal, direct. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells us, Navi Kamayni. So I am extending my personal, absolute, clear Yediyah Moshe Rabbeinu to the people that he's deputized and as a Mamshech. So therefore, Anochel Yilecho would be absolutely necessary, so that anything else that we hear afterwards has in itself the same flavor and substance as if we heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because once we have that point of immediate contact, everything else can follow. I want to add one more nekuda to this. A lot has spoken about Anochi being a statement of fact rather than a tzivui, that it's not possible to have a tzivui on emuna. So we understand Anochi, lo yilecha, in a certain sense, even though it's already given as a tzivui, but it really fleshes out the meaning of Anochi. Anochi Hashem Elokecha means there is that the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes the negation of any other koach. Our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in a very powerful and strong God. If that was the case, then Lo Yilecha would be just a commandment. The commandment of Anochi, the tzivui of Anochi, or the reality of Anochi, is that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that expresses itself by understanding it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it is sharply defined by there not being anything else. So, as opposed to, let's give a mashal. Let's say in a type of Avodah Zarah, where they believe in many Avodah Zarah, you could also have something. I am the powerful God, Zeus, Shmuz, whatever it is, and being that I'm the strongest God of all of them, I think you ought to worship me and bring me sacrifices, and Lord help you if you go and make out with Jupiter or with somebody else. It's I'm the only God in town, and I will be very upset if you go with other people, because, and you better, it pays for you to be allied with me because I'm more strong, or whatever it is. So there, the Lo Yilecha would not be a definition of Anochi. It would be another thing. I'm very powerful, and therefore, when choosing friends, I'm the friend you want to choose. When choosing gods, I'm the god you want to choose. And you better make sure that you don't make out somebody else, or else I'll punch your face in, or whatever it is. Lo Yilecha for us is the definition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and therefore Anochi and Lo Yilecha, both of them had to be heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the fullness of definition. That's a pshat, I would like to say. He talks more about just because the reality of Anochi is only possible in the Klal, that Metzias, and that's where you have that. I guess to explain a bit about the Maral's point, which is important in its own right, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim, means for us, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there is a God. Point two, God is happened to have made a world. Point three, God happens to take interest in the world. Point four, he's very, very concerned about the people that do good and bad, and he punishes, etc., etc. That's not the Seder Advarim that we understand. The Seder Advarim that we understand is there is naught but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God who exists, creates, and wants the world for a purpose, is one. Anochi, it doesn't say Anochi Hashem, and then, okay, that's the package that we have is the God who is, and the God who desires, demands, and is involved is that's the God. It's the entire package together. That's a description, and that's true. That picture of God is true only vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. It's not true just abstract. Now he goes on, V'dovaze in Roy Lomal Zatev Adigosa Ki im shetinosin Teira Adei Moshe Ben HaShalom Shalo kom Novi B'Yisrael Ki Moshe Oid. Now he's speaking about why Moshe is the one who has this Yichudik in the Vua that Shayach to Teira. V'ze mipnei shein Roy Shnosin HaTeira So when you're talking about Torah itself, since Torah is unique, it should be given by the one whose nevuah is unique, and therefore it's going to be, it can only be through his nevuah. I guess the let's bring it down a second. I can have a certain discovery in science. I can have a formula I discover, a law, things like that, that has potentially many applications. So I have the core truth, and then the various applications of that core truth. So the thing itself, the core truth, doesn't have many different ways of looking at it. This is the formula that describes whatever phenomenon I'm talking about. This is the law, the formula, whatever it is. It manifests itself in many ways. It can be used in many ways, and so on. So there's a core emes of Torah, and then it comes down to many different different ways, and so Moshe Rabbeinu brings Torah into the world, a different tzivuyim, and then each and every person is mekayim it the way he should. But in the level of Torah, it's Moshe being unique, because Torah is sort of the equivalent of that formula we're talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu had three things that Bilam didn't have. Moshe medaber im pel peh, shnem pel peh adaber boy. Moshe medaber im panim al panim. Moshe medaber im oimed, shnem avata peh amoid, Bilam medaber im neifel gluy naim. So the Rambam says four things that are different Moshe and other Nevi'im. These are three things that Moshe is different in Bilam. Bilam o yodea makash baruch hu ose dabi mo shenema v'yodea das elyon mosle tabach shel melech sheyodea ma melech karev al shulchanai. So just, he was extremely close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knew exactly what the king's chef or house manager knows how much the king spends and what he spends and so on. So too, the Melech knew, Bilam knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would quote-unquote put on the table. Kach Bilam ha-yodea mi medabi moi, shema shemachse shaka yechse. Bilomer Davi to call Shah. Shenema Ashem Machse Shaka Yechse Neufel Gluinai. Adkan. See, so yes, that's the Lashon Chazal. See, so yes, over here, at im kein yikshecha, I will learn yisach mishun vasei, ke'af be'umois kam. So if that's true, it sounds like Bilam was very similar to Moshe. So what's the yichud of Moshe? So he says, avol chas v'sholem, shelo yiyah miyuchad Moshe b'nevua. Ki ma she'omru avol b'nevi, omos olam kam, avias akum kam, mekol mokom hoyu nevuose derech neviyei umois avdikachovim. And he's going to explain that there was something about the quality of the nevuah that was vastly inferior, and that's what he's going to explain it. So we're saying that in certain areas, his personal connection to nevuah was similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, and now he's going to explain that some of the content, some of the channeling of the nevuah was like nevius umasoylam, and that's a very, very different type of channeling. What is that? So he says, nevius umasoylam ena kosh bechnigalem rak bechatsi dibo shenema vayika lekimel bilom en loshen vayika el loshen tuma. So Chazal give us a type of distinction between the two nevuos. One is Chatzi Dibur versus Dibur Shalom, and one is Tuma versus Tara. And he's going to explain what it's. So the Chatzi Dibur and the Dibur would mean that something about the clarity of the Tzivui itself that's unique. So he says, Ubiyazek Nevuas Umasoilam Akum Enevu Bevir Gom. It's lacking in clarity. Ulafikse Vayika Shachatzi Bulavat. So Maral is not mayrich terribly in what this means. This obviously goes back to the point of Asparklaria Meira, which even though it's true that all of the Nevi'im didn't see Asparklaria Meira, so it kind of, it's not unique to Bilam. I mean, it's not the why, but the word is, since Bilam on a personal level had things that was equal to Moshe, one would expect Asparklaria Meira also to be like that. He says, "Vanevuah betuma, af shehashem yisbarach kodesh udvarav kedoshim, nevi'ah umesoilah mekablim adibo, af im heim tmeim, veyitzrichim kedusha v'tara." Hamoshel lemishemashem en adina zohav. In a makref and leifel ashpa, kein kamenos v'klashmen adina, yibul chol mokoy. So let's say if a person throws a golden coin at the garbage, it's golden coin, but it's filthy. Kach Hashem yisbarach en chofetz kashem dabe neviyot zoylem rak sheisidi bimenu. Yovel mekabel af bituma. Avol kashem edabe neviyot zoylem nisyach rima dibur. So v'zeh yikud dibur yisbarach. Shem edabu yisbarach al neviyim v'nisyach rima madibur. Ein ruash etzem dibur yisbarach bituma. So let's flesh out this example, this point that he's making here. I can have different exchanges with people. So imagine I'm calling somebody for a conversation. Now, imagine, I don't know, I'm a manager at a plant and a company, and I need to detail to the worker exactly what to do, how to do, when to do. I will call him for a conversation, I will spend as much time as needed, and so on. I don't tell the person to dress up in his finest. I don't care what his appearance is. The main thing is, I need to get the word across to him and the instructions, and that's that. The interaction itself is not, so I'm calling this person because of a particular need. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. There's another example. I invite somebody to come over. I'd like to schmooze with you. I'd like to schmooze with you because I'd like to schmooze with you. I enjoy your company. I enjoy your thoughts. I enjoy expressing myself to you, etc. And therefore, I tell you, you know, please come when you have some peace and quiet, when you're in a good mood, you know, when you're dressed or whatever it is. It's something because since I'm mean to enjoy the person, so, and the conversation itself is about the person conversing, I am therefore engaged, and I want the person to be in the right, in the right, what's the word for it, the right setting that I can that I can bond with the person. So Nevi'asumas Olam, I don't care that the dibur is betuma, because the relationship and the interaction is not of consequence to me, and it's not something I desire. But by Yisrael, it's machmas mal yusid of Yisrael. I want nevuah to be a bond, and if I talk to you when you're betuma, there's no bond, and therefore I won't let it happen. So it's incredible. It's a very big, it's a very big shift from what we used to. In other words, we kind of picture it, the mila of nevuah and level of nevuah, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to talk to me and tell me, and if somebody's in a very, very, very high madriga like Moshe Rabbeinu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him all and tells him a lot of wonderful secrets, and it's the type of thing he wouldn't tell anybody else and so on. But that's not the picture, because Bilam was also privy to the level of, I don't know what you want to call it, secrets, information, I don't know how to describe it, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needed to tell Bilam because he needed to tell Bilam. Or Bilam was able to understand these secrets. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have nothing to do with Bilam. And that's why Vayikar means I happen to bump into you, but even if I call you, but it's, the point is, I need to get the word out to my workers. You happen to be the person that can do it. You as a person are not essential here. You just happen, it's a coincidental, it's incidental. You happen to be the person who can get the word to them. When I want you, and I like you, and I'm trying to relate to you, so you are the essence of what the, of what that touching base of that communication is. And therefore, I don't want you around when, if the foreman comes, if I call the foreman to give me instructions, I really couldn't care less if he's grouchy, in a bad mood, tired. What's the difference? As long as he knows he's got to get it done, he's got to get it done, and that's that. And you know, his mood, and if he looks grumpy and he's not happy, couldn't care less. This is what you got to do. You got to do it. Masha Ein Kein, in terms of if I want the person, then I need to be in the right mood, right, for us, so that when I invite you for supper and we have, and you're just in a bad mood or you're running someplace or whatever it is, it defeats the purpose. The purpose of Nevuah for Nevi Yisrael is to bond with the Navi. That's part of the purpose, to form that kesher with the Navi. And if the Navi is not up to it, if he's betuma, it's just not going to happen. So I need, what I'm doing is, I need to have a betara, machmas what it is, machmas the chshivas of of that relationship. V'kasha tovin dvar emes, teida ki mashaydeh moishu nevua mashaydeh, hakol nimshach acha etzem amayil b'nevua shayla moishu.
So he says,
all of Moshe's chshivas is something which is that's what causes the mile and the chshivas of Moshe's nevuah, and Bilam's shyness cause his lack. How's that? So he says, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the very Tzur of Nevuah, if I'm calling you to discuss something that's very important, and I make no eye contact with you, that shows the richuk much more strongly than if I just happen to sort of pass some sort of minor message along. So the chshivas of Bilam, without having the panim al panim, drives home the richuk more than if it'd been a low madrega. So Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would communicate to him only things that are bar, like a spaklai mira, and therefore needed to have that contact with him. So the Vayikra means, so, you know, at first glance, the Medrash sounds that it's knocking Moshe and praising Bilam. Bilam, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt like he just sort of landed, that's Vayikra. Vayikra means, I called on him, and I said, please come. The answer is, it's since by Bilam, I didn't need the person to be ready. I just needed to push the message past, so I could just, you know, bang in and that's it. Moshe Rabbeinu, I needed to call Moshe, and I guess if you, the word vayikram, to call, means the communication is directed to the person. Vayikra means the whole nevuah was a kriya to Moshe. So the fact is that Bilam's knowledge of what's happening came about through a side process, which allows for me to look in and see what's there before he even speaks to me, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even want that the speech should be the vehicle. In Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants dafka, the dibur, to be the chetimtza, because I want the dibur to you. I'd be very glad if you find out what I know, what you have to do for me before I speak to you, because if I'm not interested in having a relationship with you, like the foreman or whatever, I just need to get you to know. The dibur itself is just a attempt to transfer information, but I don't really want the dibur. The dibur has no tachlis here. So Moshe Rabbeinu, his entire nevuah was an expression of Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kiruv, and therefore it's only when he spoke. And he brings the mashal. This is what he brings the mashal. This is the mashal of the guy who runs the kitchen. So the mashal to before was that I know what the cook knows what the king is going to be serving at the grand meal. The guest knows it only when he's sitting there getting served. So one would say, ah, he's more important to the king, this guy, because you see, he knows everything. It's the other way around. This other person, the king doesn't, a guest that comes, I want to serve it to you in its best and nicest way possible. The setting that's appropriate to most enhance the meal is that you didn't watch me cooking or baking it, and you sort of presented it, and that's that. Masha'in Kane by the Masha'in Kane with the person who's working in the kitchen. What do I care? I just need him to bring whatever has to be brought, to pick up the boxes or whatever. Moshe was teifus nevuah only when it came out fully formed, clear from the dag of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'dovezeh nevuah brura, u'madregazeh istavak Moshe v'yisparach. V'zeh malosek v'adosh Moshe. Avol bilam ohel amayla zeis, u'lekach yoda nevuah kan shabadibu v'dovezeh nevuah. Those were the milas of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he says the final one. V'chein mashloim medabe Moshe kol shor. Hakol nimshach hamadrigosim alosay. V'zeh keinyan noisen kach ki hoya diba Moshe ponim al ponim. V'ein le adam ki madrega zayshim Hashem esbarach tamid ponim al ponim. Ponim al ponim means especially elevated madrega. Avlim bilam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to get rid of the Dibo, needed to get it moving forward. Panim upon him is only possible when a person elevates himself. Because the darga of Shechina that was miskala to Moshe was the darga that you can't actually have that chibur. So let's take
some examples. Imagine there are two people that know some of my deepest secrets. One person is a psychologist who's been hanging around me for a while, and he sort of has me figured out, and he can tell what I've done, what's bothering me, what's on top of my mind, so on and so on and so forth. The other one is my best friend. I feel a need to tell the things that are very close to me. So one will say, well, the first one always knows what's happening. He knows it even before I'm going to tell him. But that doesn't show closeness. My best friend, who I tell all these things to, so I want to tell it to him. And before I tell it to him, he doesn't know, because Arab, it's the telling him that informs him. And he's I need to want to communicate with him. I need to be in a position and a mood, so to speak, that I communicate with him. So the milas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the milas of Moshe Rabbeinu, the so-called milas of Bilam Moshe Rabbeinu, are actually an opposite. They're a reflection of the inherent mila of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, the purpose was to be menabe Moshe, to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that required certain things. Masha'in came by Bilam. The purpose was to let things known that had to be known. And Bilam had the ability to sort of ferret it out, and I was very and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just glad. It's glad that it happens. Doesn't want to be involved in it, and rather not be involved in it. So yes, there's the nevuah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but didn't need any of the things that were required for bonding. Okay, any Okay, so Shavua Tov.
Sorry, it's just broke up.
Yeah. Okay, here also. Okay, take care. Good fuck. Bye. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I missed what you said.
A good fuck, that's all. Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.